Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, July 28th, 2025. The College of the Atlantic Summer Institute starts on July 28th. The description reads, quote, "A score of exceptional individuals whose work and beliefs have changed how we see the world explore the legacy of leadership, the promises and threats of artificial intelligence, restoring democracy, the front lines of science, and more at the 2025 College of the Atlantic Summer Institute called Pathbreaking." It's from July 28th to August 1st. The Honorable George Mitchell, Pulitzer Prize-winning author Dr. Doris Kearns Goodwin, former director of the National Institutes of Health Dr. Frances Collins, inaugural literary director of the Library of Congress Marie Arana, and former Democratic National Committee vice chair David Hogg are just a few of the pathbreakers who will take the stage at the Institute. End quote. You can register for in-person and online attendance at coa.edu/SI. The American Civil Liberties Union Maine chapter is offering a recap of the legislative session here in Maine that has just ended. They talk about what their victories were on the issues they focused on and also what they're looking ahead to. I'm going to read from that and then tell you where you can find out more. Quote, "This session we focused on six key priority issues to build a firewall for freedom in Maine. First was a right to free trial. The victory, quote, we helped pass an important bill funding new public defender positions. Looking ahead, a bill to enforce speedy trial rights was not voted on and will be carried over to the next session. On data policy, victory, we backed a landmark data privacy bill that would limit corporate and government collection of our personal data. Looking ahead, the bill passed initial votes but will be carried over to the next session. We look forward to getting it over the finish line. Due process, victory. We helped pass an important bill to protect immigrants' due process rights by limiting state and local law enforcement involvement in federal immigration enforcement. Looking ahead, the governor will not sign or veto the bill until the start of the next session. Another bill that would prohibit Maine law enforcement from entering into agreements with ICE has also been carried over to the next session. Bodily autonomy, victory. We helped defeat all eight anti-abortion bills and all eight anti-trans bills. Looking ahead, as attacks on bodily autonomy persist, we'll continue to fight for every Mainer's right to make decisions about their own body. Gender-affirming care and abortion remain legal in Maine. Freedom of speech, victory. We helped defeat a bill that sought to restrict educators' expressions in the classroom and two others that would limit accessibility of online content. Looking ahead, these bills reflect a troubling national trend of restricting free speech. We'll continue to fight for the First Amendment rights. And finally, on voting rights, victory, we helped defeat all efforts to restrict voting rights, including voter ID laws and ending absentee voting. Looking ahead, we're gearing up to oppose the harmful Voter ID for Maine referendum in November 2025, end quote. So as a recap, if you'd like to know more, they have a recap blog. The ACLU of Maine has that on their website, and their policy team will also be doing a deep dive on the legislative session on Zoom on Wednesday, July 30th, this coming Wednesday, from 7 to 8 p.m. You can find the blog and also register for the live session on Wednesday if you're interested at aclumaine.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good day. I'll see you tomorrow.